With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Nikki Haley facing a must-win situation with 2 weeks to go before the South Carolina GOP primary, while Donald Trump tries to close out his last major rival.
The former president rallied a huge crowd of supporters Saturday afternoon in Conway near Myrtle Beach, following upon his easy victory last week in the Nevada caucuses. For her part, Haley skipped that contest, calling them rigged for Trump, and has instead focused on a two-week bus tour across her home state, where she served as governor from 2011 to 2017. Last week, a poll from the Morning Consult showed Trump leading Haley by more than 30 percentage points in South Carolina. George Williams reporting.
Saying he wants to spend more quality time with his family, Wisconsin GOP Congressman Mike Gallagher stepping down. He says he will not run for a fifth term in Congress. Also at SRNNews.com, manhunt underway following the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee.
Authorities are searching for Kenneth Wayne DeHart of Alcoa, a 42-year-old black man described as 6 feet tall, weighing 260 pounds, last seen in Maryville, Tennessee. He faces multiple charges after he allegedly shot and killed Blount County Deputy Greg McGowan Thursday night and wounded another deputy, Blount County Sheriff James Lee Barong.
We had an officer killed tonight on a traffic stop. Another female officer was shot.
The TBI says Hart refused to get out of his SUV. A taser was deployed to no effect. And at some point during the encounter, DeHart fired shots. Police are offering a reward, but warn that the subject should be considered armed and dangerous. Audio courtesy News Nation, I'm Jennifer King.
Russian drone strike killing 7 people, including 3 children, in the city of Kharkiv, Ukraine. More than 50 people had been evacuated, and emergency workers contained the blaze by early Saturday morning. This is SRN News. North of the border, the Canadian military has embraced transvestites.
The Canadian Forces Base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda despite protest from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, revealing 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith at the age of 18. The rest did so after that. This is SRN News. A new poll says Americans believe air travel is relatively safe in the U.S., despite the recent Alaska Airlines incident over Oregon. Here's correspondent Donna Border.
About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say airplanes are a very or somewhat safe method of travel. And about 2 in 10 adults say they have a great deal of confidence that airplanes are being properly maintained and are safe from structural faults. Another half say they have a moderate amount of faith that this is the case. I'm Donna Water.
The chief of one of Nigeria's largest banks has died in a helicopter crash in Southern California. Access Bank CEO Herbert Wigwe died along with his wife and a son when the chopper went down. San Bernardino Sheriff says 6 people are dead. More details at SRNNews.com.